I think this will be uploaded as well as a post-session informal document as we did during the last session. So in this table, so one line is one document or with its reference to previous sessions documents. For example, the reposition lamps, this was in this session, amending UN Regulation 83 was working document 10, and in the previous session was working document 22/14. We adopted the content in this document. So if you look at the legend, color legend, sorry, for again, for colorblind people. So the darker green is what we already adopted and sent to WP29. The green, medium green, which there's nothing, is what we want to send to the next session of WP29. The lighter green is with the content that we have agreed in this session. The yellow orange is the content which was to be considered. So we still need to consider UNRRDE and UN8308 in yellow. In red is topics which need more time to be considered by the contracting parties, and dark red is rejected by contracting parties. So now let's go line by line. So the reposition lamp, we have agreed on the content for all UN regulations, 83101154, and which series that does that amend. This informal 13 revision 2 I just discussed, we have agreed on the content for 05, 06, 07 series of regulation 83. Same for all the four series of UN regulation 154. UNR 8308, we still need to discuss this, except for the proposal from the Clean Air Associations, which was rejected by the contracting parties. The same for UNRRDE, we still need to see what we want to adopt, and I think I need to add a line for informal 49 in this table, sorry for that. On UN Regulation 154 and the proposal from Japan Commission to amend both the 02 and 03 series, I think we agreed it will come in June, so more time to scrutinize and finalize the document. Same for the proposal from Australia on the type approval numbering, or has this been rejected by the contracting parties? I'm not too sure, but at least we need more time, not ready to adopt it this week. The same for the OICA, I think there was no more time needed. Informal 12 on the reference fuel diesel cloud point, I think we agreed on the content, so we would not need to come back to this in June. The same for this document, which was already agreed in the last session, GRPE 8636. It was submitted again as a working document 13. We didn't cover that, I think it was agreed already. Informal 7. Amending Regulation 24 and 101, we just discussed it again, and the content is agreed. UNR 49 on the hydrogen, I think we agreed on this. France on the power measurement tolerance, I think we needed more time. Now I need to add this informal 53, which we just adopted, as well on the content. Topic left from the last session on the special purpose vehicle. Last session we said we needed more time. There was no discussion in this session. I don't know where that stands exactly. And those two topics from the last session on the running factors, I understand they are included in the proposals from Japan, if I'm not mistaken, but I think all 154 topics will be discussed again in June. Then what's left is UNR 49. So we agreed to amend the 06 based on the Australia and Commission corrections, and the 07 to include hydrogen and other type of corrections. And the 53 is there, now I can turn it green. Hope it was clear to everyone. I think we will try to maintain this table for each session. I don't know if we want to show it from the beginning or not, but I think at least for our internal leadership team monitoring and keeping track where we stand. I think that's probably a good tool. And again, based on the discussion we had on the last session, we want to then decide what do we want to send to WP29 then for the June session. Is that okay, Mr. Chair?